WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. College Station city crews continue to repair Welsh Avenue in front of Consolidated High School. Through traffic is blocked until at least Friday. A culvert under the pavement collapsed Wednesday after a dump truck drove over it. There's a street closure today in downtown Bryan. The intersection of Bryan and 28th is closed due to repairing the railroad crossing. A reminder from TxDOT that new northbound freeway ramps between Harvey and University will open today, and northbound ramps between University and Briarcrest will close Friday. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes a couple of items of interest to local business people. Mayor Nancy Berry says the council will consider two changes to the sign code.
We're talking about fuel prices right now. They're 16 square foot. The proposal is 21 square feet. Passed unanimously from planning and zoning. And then there's also electronic signs that right now the message can only change 24 hours and the proposal is to change it every 15 minutes.
Berry also confirmed city officials are in negotiations for more development in the year-old medical district on land east of the freeway. Technically, there are two medical districts separated by the freeway. The mayor said another priority is finding a successor to the West Medical District Board following the resignation of longtime College Station Medical Center Chief Executive Tom Jackson. A group of seven Texas lawmakers spent Tuesday along the border. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan was asked what his colleagues representing border counties thought of the recent call-up of the Texas National Guard.
I think they're probably a little concerned and probably maybe don't realize that the National Guard, when it comes down there, is going to be basically a support element to maybe do some outposts and things like that. They can bring up to 1,000 National Guardsmen down there, but I suspect they won't bring that many at any one time.
Rainey says the added law enforcement presence along the border includes six helicopters and six gunboats along the Rio Grande. 69 cases of Texans getting severe diarrhea and other stomach illnesses from the food-related cyclospora parasite has state officials issuing food handling reminders.
It's usually through eating food or drinking water that's contaminated with the cyclospora parasite. We have in the past seen outbreaks in the U.S., caused by fresh produce imported from other countries.
State spokesman Chris Van Dusen says there are 351 cases statewide last year. In Brazos County, the health department has no cyclospora cases so far this year. Another hot car death in Texas has resulted in another arrest. This is near Fort Worth in North Richland Hills, where a grandfather has been charged with reckless injury to a child. 59-year-old James Hollingsworth is accused of leaving his 20-month-old granddaughter in the vehicle instead of taking her to daycare. Bryan Broadcasting General Manager Ben Downs considers it an exciting day.
We're adding another station to our lineup here. Maverick 102.7 will be on the air in about a month or so, bringing country music to Bryan Broadcasting.
He describes the music as straight ahead Nashville. We're going to play the hits. And as with all the Bryan Broadcasting stations, there will be a full air staff anchored by The Morning Show with Adam Drake and Mel Herring. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Do you have some fun planned this summer? A wish list of things to do? If you call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid, you will have time to chase fun in the sun. Trust your home to the cleaning company that cares. Molly Maid has been taking care of homes just like yours for more than 30 years. Molly Maid gives you a clean you can trust and friendly customer service. So what are you waiting for? Call today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Good morning, it's 6:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer, that's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com. Here are some numbers.
Sunshine, we'll see some of that today. We'll see some passing clouds, and we could see a passing thunderstorm. Temperatures today close to 95 degrees. Clear through the overnight, lows are going to be 75 to 80. We have sunshine coming up for tomorrow, highs anywhere from 95 to 100. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 75 to 80. Saturday is going to be partly to mostly sunny. High Saturday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for Kevin O'Connor this morning. Bob Stoops is talking some more trash about the SEC, and he even mentioned the Ags in there. I'll tell you all what he was saying yesterday at ESPN headquarters in Bristol, as well as the Aggies, the Rangers and the New York Yankees were playing last night in Big Apple, and then all of a sudden the heavens opened and it ended up raining, and the Rangers ended up a little bit short on that one, and the Astros probably wished it was raining out on the West Coast in Oakland. All that, more coming up in sports.
Why did he go to Bristol to talk about this? Didn't he have a media day thing?
Yeah, they had a media day, and then they had this thing called the ESPN Car Wash. And I'll admit, I'm not real familiar with it, and I thought it might have been an actual car wash at one time. I was like, oh, so all the coaches are going to, go out there and wash cars, whatever. Yeah. But no, he went up there, and he was talking with the folks at the headquarters up there in Bristol, and big game Bob is not afraid to go toe-to-toe with Nick Saban and the SEC. So,
well, didn't the SEC do the car wash last year? I thought I remember Sumlin doing.
No, they do. All the coaches from all over the place do it.
Okay.
At least the big names, because Sumlin went this year.
Okay,
Sumlin and Saban went this year.
Okay.
So,
well, you got to keep it stirred up. We got to be talking football. After all,
working at the car wash.
The soap opera of pigskin.
Yeah, very nice. Because the heat index is going to be 107 today. I know we're all looking forward to that.
I already got hit by a little hippie bath this morning.
Hippie bath?
Unexpected rain showers.
I've never heard it called that before.
I don't think anyone's ever called it that before.
Well, that's okay. Well,
new trend.
Yeah, that's
hashtag.
Okay. Well, I think we started soap opera with swords here,
yes,
too.
Yes,
so
did.
We could do that if all we need to. So where was the?
I walked out my front door and I saw the first spots appearing on the sidewalk. I said, "What's this?" And I had the wipers on the whole way in.
You're kidding?
No,
I had to take the dog out this morning before I came up here, and it was drizzling a little bit.
Wow. Okay. Well, and it does. I'm looking at the radar off to the west between here and Austin. There's some showers, and actually due west of Bryan proper, it's pretty good showers, pockets of yellow and red. So hey, any that we can get right now be a good thing. All right, so in England, David Rainsford locked in a fight with his optician.
Oh.
See, David lost his right eye when he was 14, and now at age 44, he's battling the optician over the price of his eye test.
Okay.
See, I mean, the way he feels
price.
That since he's got just one eye, he shouldn't pay the same price as those people who have two eyes. David asked for a policy change. He was told that the same price for one eye as it is for two.
You know, if he went to the Mar Eye Center, that wouldn't happen.
You're right. I could see a class action suit coming from
possibly.
This at
least the depth perception test, that one's sort of irrelevant. Information.
Okay, now cover your... Oh, never mind.
I can't see anything. I can't see anything. Train a plane, a bus.
And shouldn't his glasses cost less?
Well, no, he can be a stately gentleman and wear a monocle.
Either that or they could just get around and say, buy one, get one free.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only, the Continental Antique Show and Sale is at the Brazos Center. Exhibitors from across the country with estate jewelry, silver, furniture, art, linens, primitives, Victorians, and home decor. Something for everyone. Free appraisals from the roadshow, silver buyers on site, and silver polished on site. Don't miss this trip down memory lane, like walking through a museum. Top quality antiques from all over the world this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only at the Brazos Center on Briarcrest off Highway 6 in Bryan. This great antique show, established over 60 years ago.
Good morning. It's 6:15. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's July the 24th, day 205. 160 to go. It is drive-through day today. If you want to do that, it's tell an old joke day.
Hey, you're good at that.
We'll celebrate that today. By golly, I don't know which one it'll be, but we'll find one.
The fact
one.
That you're using "by golly," I think it kind of gives that one away.
Yeah. Also, it's National Tequila Day. Many would say, why do we just need a day?
I thought that was Cinco de Mayo.
Well, sometimes every day is, or excuse me, there are many days in the year that could be Tequila
they call
Day.
For it, yes.
That's it. All right, for birthdays.
For birthdays today, we actually have a lot of good ones, a lot of athletes, too. I like that. Bindi Irwin, who's not an athlete, she's, of course, Steve Irwin's daughter. She's turning 16 today. So, boy, is she growing up fast. Davey Chase is turning 24. Now, she played the scary little girl in The Ring. And she was Donnie's little sister and Donnie Darko.
Huh.
And she's turning 24. Now, this one's a shocker, too. Mara Wilson, I think I'm pronouncing that right. She's turning 27. She was a little girl in Mrs. Doubtfire Matilda. She was Matilda back then.
And how old is she?
She's 27.
Oh, yeah.
Man, they grew up so fast. Elizabeth Moss is turning 32. Of course, she plays Peggy Olson on Mad Men. She's been in a lot of different movies. Summer Glau, one of my favorites, is turning 33 today. She was in the Sarah Connor Chronicles. She also did a cameo on The Big Bang Theory. Rose Byrne, another one of my favorites, is turning 35 today. She's Australian, but she's only Australian in like one or two of her movies. Jennifer Lopez is turning 45. So,
okay.
Good.
J-Lo.
Good still for Jenny J-Lo. From the block.
Yeah,
even 45. Rick Fox is turning 45. He was the L.A. Laker, and, of course, he was married to Vanessa Williams. He's also gotten into acting and things like that. Barry Bonds is turning 50.
Wow.
And his head is getting ever bigger. Karl Malone is turning 51.
The mailman.
Yeah. Karl Malone is really an interesting character. It's cool to read about him. He's big into hunting, which I didn't really know, but yeah, I mean, he's big time into it. Pam Tillis is turning 57, country singer, of course, Mel Tillis' daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't guess she has a stutter, right?
No,
she's good. Linda Carter is turning 63 today.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Michael Richards, of course, played Kramer on Seinfeld, is turning 65.
Wow.
Robert Hayes, he was Ted Stryker in Airplane, is turning 67.
A little else, but that's okay. Yeah. That's a career.
Gallagher is turning 68.
Oh, man.
Still smashing pumpkins, despite, you know, bad heart. And Chris Sarandon is turning 72, and he was Prince Humperdinck in The Princess Bride. He's also been in a lot of other stuff. And, of course, he was married to Susan Sarandon.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
That's what it says on here.
I thought
she had been with Tim Robbins for, like, forever.
I thought that was brother-sister. I could be wrong.
Ooh,
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Some soap opera with swords type stuff maybe.
We'll have to go in and look at that. All right. And Ruth Buzzy, who used to be on Laugh-In. Long time ago. Well, of course, she's 78, so it would have been a long time ago. There you go. It's 6:18. We all feel older now.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals delivered a potential fatal blow now to Obamacare. 2-1 decision. It's Halbig versus Burwell. Now, the 3-judge panel determined that people who receive Obamacare subsidies through exchanges that are run by the federal government may not actually be eligible for those subsidies. Now, remember, 36 states opted not to create their own exchange. That leaves millions of Americans relying on the federal exchange instead. Now, that means that millions of Americans may find themselves without affordable health care if that ruling stands. Now, the issue is probably going to go to the Supreme Court, where yet again, Chief Justice John Roberts will have his say on Obamacare. Now, the law is the law. They interpreted the law as written. Will John Roberts do the same?
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, when I get a muscle or a joint pain or back pain, I don't want pills. I just want relief, and I want it fast. Now, thankfully, a friend pointed out to me Salonpas Jet Spray. Now, it has two powerful pain-fighting ingredients that I can spray right where it hurts, and it sprays on clear, dries fast, and best of all, it starts to work on contact, and it lasts for hours and hours. Salonpas is now my go-to pain reliever. Now, you can find the blue can with the blue cap, so try Salonpas Jet Spray today. Use as directed.
Are you predictable? When was the last time you surprised someone with something totally unexpected? At ProFlowers, we think predictability is boring. So we're making it easy for you to be unpredictable by offering our best-selling 100 blooms for just $19.99. Plus, we're giving away a free glass vase with every order. But hurry, because this incredible deal ends this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3131. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3131.
Clouds and some sunshine today. We'll see whether or not we pick up a shower or a thunderstorm. 95. There's been some activity passing to our west overnight. It'll turn clear tonight. Lows will be 75 to 80. Tomorrow, sunshine and 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear, warm, 75 to 80. We stay hot into Saturday. Lots of sunshine with temperatures between 95 and 100. Little change into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, I just thought you needed another weather. To know that it's hot outside? Nope, you do know that. And the pavement can take its toll on your tires. And the folks at BCS Tires and Lifts want to remind you they're specialists when it comes to not only tires, but your entire suspension system. You want your car going down the road, first of all, in the most efficient way possible, and that means that the tires are lined properly, that your struts and your tie rods and your shocks are all in good shape. And specialists like the guys at
BCS Tires and Lifts can help make sure that that's the case. Not only finding the right tire and making sure it's inflated properly, but everything else that has to do with the suspension of your vehicle can add to the quality of the ride and also extend the life of your tires. Now, even though they're locally owned and operated, BCS Tires and Lifts, part of the Tire Pros Network, that's 30,000 dealers across the nation. They give you warranty service and roadside assistance after your purchase. They give you a 1-800 number to call if you have any problems, and they take care of it from there. And again, because they're locally owned, the guys at BCS Tires and Lifts can do some things that other people don't. For instance, they'll take you to work. You can drop your car off. They'll take you where you need to be, and then they'll make arrangements to get your vehicle back to you. That's the kind of service that you like from locally owned companies, and it's what you get from BCS Tires and Lifts. They're located on Texas Avenue at 2319 Texas Avenue South, right next to Copy Corner. Give them your keys. Put your mind at ease at BCS Tires and Lifts.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid, local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Home equity improves. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The number of homes considered to be seriously underwater, with mortgages at least 25% higher than their value, declined in the second quarter. RealtyTrack says just over 9 million properties were seriously underwater, 17% of all properties with a mortgage. That's the smallest percentage since RealtyTrack started tracking negative equity at the beginning of 2012. The Federal Aviation Administration has lifted its ban on flights to Tel Aviv, but the agency says it will continue to monitor the situation around Ben-Gurion Airport, where a rocket was fired earlier this week. General Motors says it is policing itself more strictly. That's why it announced a half dozen new recalls. Various safety problems will be fixed on more than 700,000 GM vehicles. Stock market futures pointing higher this morning. AT&T's quarterly profit declined. The telecommunications company blames competition in the wireless industry. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
How much better would you look with a brighter, whiter smile? If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened by a dentist but haven't had the time or money, listen to this. National Dental Supply is now offering professional whitening gel direct to the public. We're giving listeners of this station a free sample of ProGel Whitening Kit. This professional whitener is the same active ingredient sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. But when you call 800-840-9045, you'll get a complete ProGel whitening system with everything you need to get a dramatically brighter, whiter smile in just minutes without visiting the dentist. ProGel free sample kits will only be available to the public for a limited time while supplies last. Call 800-840-9045 and get a free ProGel whitening kit and a whiter, brighter smile now. This free sample offer expires immediately when the sample kits are gone, so don't wait. Call now. 800-840-9045. 800-840-9045. 800-840-9045.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Last year, you voted the George Bush Presidential Library Museum as the best tourist attraction in the Best of the Brazos Valley competition. This year, they need your vote again. Cast your votes online starting June 1st or pick up a ballot at the Bush Library. While you're there, be sure to see the exhibit, Offshore Drilling, The Promise of Discovery, through February 1st, 2015. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu. Vote Bush Library in the 2014 Best of the Brazos Valley Competition.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-8 service, that means overtime coverage for you and your family. No overtime charges. You can home your units not working. Give them a call at 690-2278. They'll get somebody out there the same day. All right, plenty hot today. In fact, heat index probably 106, 107. Actually, next couple of days that'll be the case because we're going to be really close to 100 degrees. Haven't hit it yet, of course, but getting closer. And a slight chance of showers at 20%. And actually, right now, we do have some showers over in Grimes County, mostly. That stuff off to the... Patrick was saying a little bit of shower activity is active, too. So there may be something kind of moving this way. We'll see. But all the activity, at least right now, seems to be in an area between here and Austin. So if you're headed off to the west, you may get into some showers. And right now, we're looking at some clouds out there, and it's 74.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
If you stop and think of all the successful people you know, you'll realize they likely all share a common trait. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-207-5929. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-207-5929. That's 1-800-207-5929. Call 1-800-207-5929.
Think of successful people you know, and they likely have something in common.
When we look at the most successful people, almost all of them, to a person, have exceptional ability to naturally build relationships.
Consultant Jerry Acuff, author of the book, The Relationship Edge.
When we talk about relationship building, we're not talking about creating friendships or networking. What we're talking about is creating relationships where the customer or colleague values a relationship with you.
Because people like doing business with people they have relationships with. And the way to start a relationship is to ask questions like,
if you get a chance to go around again and could, what would you do that you're not doing now? What kind of vacations do you like to take? What do you enjoy reading? Understanding that person and getting them to reveal to us what they treasure is the starting point of us beginning to differentiate ourselves from everybody else.
Another great technique for building relationships, says Jerry, is inexpensive, unexpected, thoughtful things.
For example, if you like Seton Hall basketball and you lived in Los Angeles, I might call somebody I know in New Jersey and ask them to get me a copy of the newspaper after Seton Hall won a big basketball game and have that mailed to you. It's something that says that this person is important to you and that you are different from other people.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
good times await you with the new Opus Intimate Gathering season. Order season tickets now and see these five events for as little as $138. The Swingle Singers, the Capitol Steps, the Five Browns Holiday, In the Heat of the Night, and the Great Gatsby. The Intimate Gathering series is sponsored by Sterling Auto Group, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, and Carbach Brewing Company. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes possible action to increase the number of people enforcing city building codes. Mayor Nancy Berry says it means adding $43,000 to this year's budget.
And that's basically to get those code enforcements hired and trained before students arrive. One, we're going to have a staff assistant and turn a part-time code enforcement into a full-time and hire another one.
Another topic is forming a committee to develop recommendations for a city bond issue that would go to voters next year.
Staff's going to make some recommendations on how we should probably form the committees. And my expectation is that we'll be citizens and we'll have the same process application-wise, where citizens can apply just like they do for boards and commissions that citizens sit on.
Another agenda item is the annual update of the city's comprehensive plan, which Berry says stays the course of past years. A couple of traffic reminders includes TxDOT opening new northbound freeway ramps today between Harvey and University, followed by closing ramps Friday between University and Briarcrest. Welsh Avenue in front of Consolidated High School remains closed due to through traffic after a culvert under the pavement collapsed Wednesday by the weight of a dump truck. Replacing the culvert and pavement isn't expected to be finished until Friday. In downtown Bryan, the intersection of 28th and Bryan is closed for repairing the railroad. And Bryan police have responded to a pair of pedestrians being struck by vehicles the last 2 days. Tuesday, a man who got out of his disabled vehicle was struck by a truck at Texas and Martin Luther King. He was hospitalized in stable condition at last check. On Wednesday afternoon, a woman crossing William Joel Bryan at North Bryan was struck by a turning SUV. She was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. So far, the Brazos County Health Department has not received any cases of cyclospora, a food-related parasite that causes diarrhea and other stomach illnesses, but there have been 69 cases statewide in the last month. Chris Van Dusen with the State Health Department says it's been traced to contaminated produce imported from other countries.
So we encourage people to wash any produce they're using thoroughly. Unfortunately, that's not a guarantee against cyclospora. It's very difficult. Parasite itself is very difficult to wash off.
Left untreated, cyclospora can linger for months. Last year, there were 351 cases in Texas. Earlier this week, we reported about a measles advisory issued after more than 30 Texans were exposed during a July 4th weekend softball tournament in Wichita, Kansas. One of those who were exposed now has the highly contagious disease. The person lives in the Fort Worth area, according to Tarrant County Health Department. Officials in both Texas and Kansas declined to release further details on the individual. The two state representatives serving Brazos County are back from a tour of the border. District 12 Rep. Kyle Cassell was part of the delegation.
A good visit. Glad that I had the opportunity to go down there to get and to get educated on what's really going on.
District 14 Rep. John Rainey has been in contact with state lawmakers whose districts are along the border. Rainey says they've noticed an increased presence in law enforcement.
All of them are concerned about the drug and human trafficking and the drug cartels. And I think from that standpoint, they're very pleased.
Rainey says the border reps are concerned about the role of the Texas National Guard troops, which Rainey says will be a support element. A war of words is going on between Senator Ted Cruz and the State Department. The senator's questioning of whether the FAA's decision to ban flights to Israel amounted to an economic boycott was considered by the State Department to be, quoting, ridiculous and offensive. In response, a spokeswoman for the senator called the Obama administration's foreign policy, again quoting, ridiculous and offensive. Then Cruz announced he has put a hold on all State Department nominees until the Obama administration answers his questions about canceling those flights. The FAA lifted its ban overnight. A new teacher evaluation system is prompting the Texas Education Commissioner to seek an extension to a federal waiver for the No Child Left Behind law. The Texas Education Agency's Debbie Ratcliffe says they need more time to work the kinks out.
We plan to pilot this new system we've developed next year, but we really think it needs to be piloted for 2 years, because otherwise, under our current waiver deadline, it would be necessary to start training people on the new system to begin to implement it before the pilot year had ended.
Ratcliffe says the new system is a requirement of the waiver. More than 60 school districts will participate in the pilot program. A new member of the Bryan Broadcasting family is debuting about a month from now. General Manager Ben Down says Maverick 102.7 will play country music.
This will be straight ahead Nashville. We're going to play the hits.
Maverick will also have similarities with its Bryan Broadcasting partner stations.
Much as we are on all of our other stations, really community involved, our plan is to have a full air staff and to try to be everywhere all the time. You know, if somebody's doing a car wash, I think we might actually show up.
Maverick's morning show will be hosted by Adam Drake and Mel Herring. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Acme Glass wants to take an opportunity to thank all their loyal customers. You know, in 65 years, you end up with a lot of loyal customers. But there are always people who are new to town who need to understand what kind of opportunities they have and options when it comes to glass. Well, again, with 65 years' experience, people from all walks of life have come to know that Acme Glass can be there and do the job when you need it. Because it's important when glass needs to be replaced, there's security concerns, there's safety concerns. Acme Glass understands that. They'll come to you and they'll fix the glass in your home, in your business, your vehicle, your piece of heavy equipment that's out in the middle of the field someplace, agricultural equipment or construction equipment. They'll come to you. All it takes is a phone call to Acme Glass. They'll be on the way. Have you gotten a little pop or a chip in your windshield because something got thrown up into the windshield? Get that thing fixed quickly, because it can end up being a crack and that can spread across your windshield. I had that happen to me on a Saturday morning. It took about 16 minutes and they had it fixed for me. And by the way, if you get your windshield from Acme Glass and you get one of those pops, they will repair that free for as long as you own that car. That's what you could expect from a company like Acme Glass, who's been around for 65 years. Downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M and College Station, Acme Glass.
Summer is here, and your friends at AeroFit want to remind you it's time to get swimsuit fit. With swimming pools, summer camp and swim lessons, 24-hour express options, plus the new Longmire location, AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family this summer. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, you can get on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in the shape you've always wanted at a price you can afford.
Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join today and your body will thank you later.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Clouds and some sunshine today. We'll see whether or not we pick up a shower or a thunderstorm. 95. There's been some activity passing to our west overnight. It'll turn clear tonight. Lows will be 75 to 80. Tomorrow, sunshine and 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear, warm, 75 to 80. We stay hot into Saturday. Lots of sunshine with temperatures between 95 and 100. Little change into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, two Aggie incoming freshmen for track and field are really getting it done in some national meets. I'll tell you who they are and what all they are doing at those meets. Familiar foe has been talking some smack up in Bristol at the ESPN headquarters. Bob Stoops, by the way, and I'll tell you what he was saying about Texas A&M and the SEC, as well as all things baseball, Texas Rangers, Houston Astros, and the Brazos Valley Bombers. All that more coming up in sports.
There you are. So, Patrick, do you have those two-word descriptions that the State Department and Senator Cruz were batting back and forth at each other yesterday?
I happen to have them. Ridiculous and offensive.
Okay, that's the State Department saying that toward the senators, right?
Accusing them of an economic boycott.
Yeah, basically by saying that U.S.-bound planes could not land at Ben Gurion mm-hmm. Airport. Okay, and the state and he the senator answered.
His spokeswoman said that the Obama administration's foreign policy is ridiculous and offensive.
Ah,
that matter-of-factly, though. Yeah. I like how you say that.
You know, they're standing there with their fists on their waists looking at each other and saying that. How horrible. Well, so does he win? Does he get credit because they lifted the ban now?
In the news cycle, I think so.
Okay, he wins that one.
I mean, the FAA lifted its ban. I don't know.
There you are. Proof's in the pudding right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was lifted for other reasons, but once again, it's the news cycle. It will be.
Yeah. He'll be able to say they backed down. They blinked first. Okay, so the president, of course, as we discussed yesterday, the things that he couldn't do, like go down to the border while he was in Texas.
Right.
But he was able to head out to the West Coast yesterday and raise a little money. Problem is, the press corps not happy. Went out to Seattle, and he was at Jim Senegal's house. That's the guy who's the former CEO of Costco. And it says they basically left the media on a gravel path and couldn't even see his house out in the Seattle suburbs. Yeah, I mean, the media needs to be able to see that. It's a $25,000 entrance fee, and I guess they ask any of you boys got the money, and the media stepped back. And then yesterday morning, the president met with some major money folks at the Four Seasons Hotel in downtown San Francisco. That probably doesn't cost much to stay there. They didn't even tell the media what floor or what room this thing was on. So Christy Parsons, for her part, she's the president of the White House Correspondents Association, says, "We think these fundraisers ought to be opened to at least some scrutiny because the president's participation in them is fundamentally public in nature. Denying access to him in that setting undermines the public's ability to independently monitor and see what its government is doing. If it's a special occasion, these events of donors attract should be more influential in the political process than we need to know about it." Okay. Hold your breath and become a Smurf waiting for that to happen.
I find this treatment of the press interesting because, at least from my perspective, the majority of the press has been carrying his water for a number of years, at least an entire election cycle.
Mm-hmm.
They're buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now he's sort of kicking them to the curb, and if they want to maintain that mantle of the fourth pillar of government, do they turn on him? I don't know.
First of all, that's assuming that they have been the fourth pillar of government anytime recently.
I understand.
You know.
I understand. And if he was treating them nice and giving them a little perks, I could see how they might just follow along. But he's spurning them.
Well,
how long do they play along?
I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Hello.
I saw on the news yesterday that people that are going to see Washington, D.C., they are catching people with lots of guns. So you kind of wonder why they don't let the press up front.
Well, okay.
None of the press know how to use guns
I think they have to be screened for that to happen. Yeah. But nonetheless, well, I mean, I understand. In a reasonable world, you would think that the media would go, "Hey, you're denying us access to some things that we want. We may decide to scrutinize you a little bit more." But
yeah.
I don't know that we'll see that happen.
It might be Stockholm Syndrome.
The Obama family may be planning their departure from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. A few real estate agents tell the LA Times, presidential couple planning to buy an 8,200-square-foot home in Rancho Mirage, California.
Oh, nice.
Would have a gym, a casita, a pool, a waterfall.
He didn't want to move back to Chicago?
No, apparently not. Apparently he's liking the climbs out there in California a little
bit. Not quite
as
violent in California?
Well, that could very well be that. That could partially be the deal, but we'll see. And it says the president is looking at signing another executive order. Politico reporting, he may develop privacy guidelines for commercial drones operating in U.S. airspace. It would put the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, which is part of the Commerce Department, in charge of developing the guidelines, NTIA. would bring companies and consumer groups together to hammer out some series of volunteer best practices for unmanned aerial vehicles. See how that works out. And, you know, we don't usually talk about the Kardashians because they get talked about enough. But your public service there at the Environmental Protection Agency, apparently watching a little reality TV on the job, somebody from the EPA accidentally tweeted out a link to Kim Kardashian's new game.
Game?
Apparently she's got a game out there on the Office of the Waters official page. Despite the faux pas, they were happy to get more attention, and they thanked her online. While a spokesperson tells USA Today, the person responsible was advised on the sensitivities of using social media.
Have you ever just gone to YouTube and just looked up all the different scenes of Kim Kardashian crying?
You know, I really have.
Just for fun?
I'll put that on my list of to-do things, see if I can get around to that. All right, 646.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank.
That's right. Brenham National Bank was chartered in 1933, and we have been serving our neighbors generation after generation for over 80 years. Wouldn't you rather bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
This is a great time to make plans for landscaping improvements for the fall. Nurseryman, the landscape architects, have more time the next couple of months, and the memories of the growing season so far are fresh in your mind so you can make plans for what your family really needs. Good landscaping, developing step by step. I'll have details right after this message. This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. To help your plants and garden stand up to the heat and the drought, Scotts has a plan to keep your garden healthy and strong. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Garden Soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, fertilize. Remember that water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. Third and finally, put down a layer of Scotts Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. You'll find all of the Scotts products at your local Lowe's store. Remember, the Scotts Garden Heat and Drought Recovery Program. Preparation is first, fertilizer is second with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Third and finally, that layer of Scotts Naturescapes mulch to retain precious moisture. All the details at Scotts.com. We're going to start by talking about developing your landscape plan. Your actual landscape plan doesn't need to be formal, but it does need to be carefully considered as a roadmap of goals and solutions. Probably the worst thing you could do to a landscape would be to buy on impulse and come home with new shrubs or trees and no particular place to put them. Keep a reference file for the various parts of your landscape plan. If you have a sprinkler system, keep its plan there too, so you can refer to it to find valves and supply lines later if you need to make repairs or modifications. If you plant flower bulbs, keep a plan of their locations, again to avoid problems later on. Hopefully you'll be able to add some type of scale drawing of your planting plans to that file. It doesn't need to be formally drawn, but it does need to show accurate representations of mature sizes of plants so you can be sure all your efforts will turn out as expected. Mark in the permanent features and sketch until you're satisfied with the final look. Now, there's a sequence to implementing any landscape design. The slowest, most permanent parts need to go in first. Major shade trees and turf grass are the most critical. They're also the most difficult to change years later, so make your choices carefully. Choose for quality in the shade trees. Too many gardeners pick only for fast growth, wishing years later that they had chosen for good looks and durability. Avoid mulberries, cottonwoods, willows, silver maples, Chinese elms, mimosas, and Arizona ash, concentrating instead on oaks, pecans, Chinese pistachios, cedar elms, magnolias, and other high-quality trees. Landscapes in the various parts of the state will vary a great deal depending on soils, depending on climate. Your local independent retail garden center operator is always the best source of advice for specific conditions. Ask lots of questions about turf grass before you invest. Be sure you're using a durable type that's relatively free of insect and disease problems. Again, talk to your nurseryman. Shrubs come soon after the trees and the turf grass. Most designers will suggest framing your house with taller trees and shrubs off to the sides, tapering to shorter shrubs beneath the windows and near the entryway. You can also use a special singular plant like a tree-form crepe myrtle or holly as an accent to the front door. Design your shrub plantings in serpentine curves. Avoid long straight rows. And then finish them off with ground covers and vines. And also color. Oh, it's fun to do a landscape plan. This is a great time to make those plans. I'm Neil Sperry. Establish good lines of sight in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madison Mill & Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. The opening day of the IAAF World Junior Championships in Eugene, Oregon, including the start of the heptathlon for Texas A&M incoming freshman Shayna Burns. Burns finished the first day with a career best in the 200 meters to reach a total that would have placed her 13th overall. However, a disqualification for running inside her lane nullified the points and dropped Burns to 23rd place. Another incoming freshman, Ashton Zamzo, captured the heptathlon title at the USATF National Junior Olympics down in Humble with a career best score. She won the seven-event competition by 110 points amid 23 competitors in the 17 to 18-year-old age group. Well, Bob Stoops is at it again. The OU football coach was in Bristol, Connecticut yesterday talking to the folks at ESPN at their annual car wash. And as always, Stoops wasn't afraid to get in the ring with the SEC. First, he called out Alabama coach Nick Saban for saying the Tide Sugar Bowl loss to the Sooners was a consolation game. And then he went after Texas A&M, sarcastically calling the Aggies non-conference opponents a bunch of toughies. And just for the record, the Aggies' upcoming schedule is ranked the fifth toughest one in the nation by the NCAA, while OU's is 93rd. Another man in Bristol yesterday afternoon was new Texas coach Charlie Strong, who shared some of his new philosophies for the Longhorn program.
We talk about toughness, we talk about trust, we talk about togetherness, and talk about being a team. So I put the team at the end, and the reason why I put the team at the end is that if you're going to have a really good team, you got to start with toughness. And not so much of just physical toughness where you try to just wear guys down, just toughness to go do the right thing, toughness to go to class, toughness to do the little things, and then you talk about trust. You can never trust anyone until you trust yourself. And so the teammates have to believe in themselves. And once they start believing in themselves, they start trusting themselves. And then you come together. And when you come together, you start building it. And then you build your football team.
Strong takes over for a Longhorn team that went 8-5 last season under Mac Brown, the second winningest coach in school history. Swap over to the baseball diamond, where the Rangers and Yankees were facing off last night in New York.
Hit high in the air to right. Going back is Rios on the track. He's at the wall, and she is gone. Brett Gardner plants one in the right field seats. Gardy goes yardy.
Yeah, I didn't have to leave that last part in there, but it was just too good to pass up. Gardner's solo shot came in the bottom of the third and gave the Yankees a 2-1 lead. The Rangers were just about to bounce back in the fifth when the heavens opened and the game had to be called. Since it went 5, the Yanks got the win and take a 2-1 series lead. Weather permitting, game four is set for this afternoon at 12:05 with coverage on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. And sticking with the Rangers, they've shipped closer Joaquin Soria to the Detroit Tigers in exchange for minor league pitchers Jake Thompson and Corey Neble. Soria is 1-3 on the year with a 2.7 ERA and 17 saves in 19 chances. Just like New York and Texas, A's slugger outfielder Yoenis Cespedes wasn't able to go the full nine last night, but that didn't stop him from having a big game.
Hit high and deep to left. Back is Krause. He's taking a look, and this one is long out of here. Bomb
bombs away for Cespedes. It's a two-homer night.
And I would put Oakland up 7-0 over Houston. Cespedes ended up leaving the game after an apparent right thumb injury, allowing the Astros to come back and make it close, but in the end, they still end up falling 9-7. The two teams will wrap up their series this afternoon in Oakland. First pitch is at 2:35. The broadcast joining Progress on the Zone. Some sad news in the NFL yesterday. Denver Broncos owner Pat Bowlen is giving up control of the team as he battles Alzheimer's disease. The team announced Wednesday that the 70-year-old Bowlen will no longer be a part of the team's daily operations. Team president Joe Ellis will take over after being named as the Broncos' chief executive officer. The Brazos Valley Bombers split a doubleheader with the Texas Marshals last night, taking the first seven-inning game 3-2 and then conceding the second 6-8. The guys still remain two games ahead of Victoria for first place in the Texas Collegiate League. They'll host the Acadiana Canecutters tonight at 7:05 with coverage on the Zone. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Moody Gardens presents Smiles and Seaside Summer Fun. Make some waves and save with a day pass, big discounts, and big fun. Enjoy the new Real Pirates exhibition, ropes course, zip line, Palm Beach, 3D and 4D theaters, rainforest, and aquarium pyramids. Relax at the Moody Gardens Hotel or Golf Course. Splash along the Lazy River with fireworks and the Bands on the Sand weekend concert series. So smile, enjoy some real seaside summer fun. Save at moodygardens.org.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
RV Station in Bryan is the place to get ready for your summertime road trips.
Oh, come on.
You know, if a company tells you something about themselves in a commercial, it ought to mean something. At RV Station, I promise to you,
the best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
That means our brands are built to stand the rigors of the road for decades.
Now that's peace of mind.
Right now, RV Station has a brand new Hideout 280 LHS.
Take it home for just $199 a month.
How about a new Keystone 3620 FL Alpine?
Over 25,000 off MSRP.
Let's hit the road.
RV Station, 2815 North Earl Runner Freeway, Bryan, USA. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Hideout number 2743. Detail price $21,995. 144 months, 4.99 APR, 10% down plus TT and LWAC. Keystone number 2692. Sale price $65,995.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. If your bank is in transition mode, making it difficult for even your simple banking needs like direct deposit and bill pay, even subjecting you to account number changes, let American Momentum Bank provide the stability and predictability that you deserve. We want to be your bank, not just for today, but for a lifetime. Why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking. We do the ordinary extraordinarily well. Member FDIC.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
My mom chose Dr. Gale because he's a hometown boy and a fighting Texas Aggie.
Well, my mom chose Dr. Gale because he delivered over 6,000 babies.
I chose Dr. Gale because he has training in advanced surgical procedures such as robotic surgery.
I chose Dr. Gale because he takes the time to listen to me and cares about my opinions.
Hi, my name is Dr. Justin Gale, and I would like to thank our patients and friends for voting us best in the Brazos Valley. College Station Advanced OBGYN. Advanced healthcare with a hometown touch.
Companies that need to be at the center of the biotech revolution are choosing Aggieland Business Park as the place to start or grow their business. Just a mile past the airport on FM 60, Aggieland Business Park offers affordable build-to-suit options with quick access to the biotech corridor and the high-speed fiber your business needs to stay competitive. Whether it's an executive office suite or an acre under one roof, don't waste time looking for an old building that might fit your needs. Call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Here's your weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to Anchor Foundation Repair. Tirecompany.net. Hot today, near 100. Heat index about 106 or 107. We'll continue to have that all week long. Today there is a slight chance of showers, and actually earlier there were some showers in the county. Those have all kind of dissipated and moved to the west. If you're driving to Austin, you'll probably get some rain. And right now it's 74. WTAW College Station, Brian, at 7 o'clock.